到的问题，他告诉你。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Michelle 米歇尔，我们今天的嘉宾依然是壮壮老师。
Hello everybody、今天我们要听的这一个段子呢比较难、所以我们会稍稍细一点讲，虽然它的长度只有五分出头，五分零七，但是它讲的那个内容呢是 DNA， 而且它有一堆的术语，比如说什么 chromosomes、染色体，没错，这样的玩意儿，然后后面还讲了一堆反正奇奇怪怪的啊、然后但是没关系，你先听一下哈、你听一下之后的话呢，我们慢慢拆解着，再把其中难点再给大家重点讲一遍，然后呢切断了再给大家把相关的段落放一遍录音，这样你就清楚了。好，我们先来第一遍录音。
Listen to part of a lecture in a biology class.
As we learn more about the DNA in human cells andhow it controls the growth and development of cells, then maybe we can explain a very important observation, that when we try to grow most human cells in a laboratory, they seem programmed to divide only a certain number of times before they die. Now, this differs with the type of cell. Some cells, like nerve cells, only divide 7 to 9 times in their total life.Others, like skin cells, will divide many, many more times. But finally, the cells stop renewing themselves, and they die. And in the cells of the human body itself, in the cells of every organ, of almost every type of tissue in the body, the same thing will happen eventually. Okay, you know that all of a person's genetic information is contained on very long pieces of DNA called chromosomes.46 of them in a human cell. That's 23 pairs of these chromosomes of various lengths and sizes. Now, if you'll look at this rough drawing of one of them, one chromosome about to divide into two, you'll see that it sort of looks like, well, actually it's much more complex than this, but it reminds us of a couple of springs linked together, two coiled up pieces of DNA.And if you stretch them out, you'll find they contain certain genes, certain sequences of DNA that help determine how the cells of the body will develop. When researchers looked really carefully at the DNA in chromosomes, though, they were amazed, we all were, to find that only a fraction of it, maybe 20 to 30%, converts into meaningful genetic information.It's incredible, at least it was to me, but if you took away all the DNA that codes for genes, you'd still have maybe 70% of the DNA left over. That's the so-called junk DNA, though the word junk is used sort of tongue-in-cheek. The assumption is that even if this DNA doesn't make up any of the genes, it must serve some other purpose. If we examine the ends of these coils of DNA,we'll find a sequence of DNA at each end of every human chromosome called a telomere. Now, a telomere is a highly repetitious and genetically meaningless sequence of DNA, what we were calling junk DNA, but it does have an important purpose. It's sort of like the plastic tip on each end of a shoelace. It may not help you tie your shoe, but that little plastic tip keeps the rest of the shoelace, the shoestring,from unraveling into weak and useless threads. Well, the telomeres at the ends of chromosomes seem to do about the same thing, protect the genes, the genetically functional parts of the chromosome, from being damaged. Every time the chromosome divides, every time one cell divides into two, pieces of the ends of the chromosome, the telomeres, get broken off. So after each division, the telomeres get shorter,And one of the things that may happen after a while is that pieces of the genes themselves get broken off of the chromosomes. So the chromosome is now losing important genetic information and is no longer functional. But as long as the telomeres are a certain length, they keep this from happening. So it seems that by looking at the length of the telomeres on specific chromosomes, we can actually predict pretty much how long certain cells can successfully go on dividing. Now, there are some cells that just seem to keep on dividing regardless, which may not always be a good thing if it gets out of control. But when we analyze these cells chemically, we find something very interesting, a chemical in them, an enzyme called telomerase. As bits of the telomere break off from the end of the chromosome, this chemical, this telomerase, can rebuild it, can help reassemble the protective DNA, the telomere, that the chromosome has lost. Someday we may be able to take any cell and keep it alive, functioning and reproducing itself essentially forever through the use of telomerase. And in the future, we may have virtually immortal nerve cells and immortal skin cells or whatever, because this chemical, telomerase, can keep the telomeres on the ends of the chromosomes from getting any shorter.
好的，这边录音结束了。如果大家觉得有点眩晕的话，没有关系，因为我们接下来会跟大家一段一段的来分析，把它这几段拆解开，然后我们给大家放一段录音，会跟大家再说说这段到底是怎么回事。
好，首先呢，这个第一部分呢，这个如果有一些基本的常识的同学呢，能听出来啊，就是这个46和这个23。啊，他是这样说的，他说 You know that all of a person's genetic information is contained on very long pieces of DNA called chromosomes, 46 of them in the human cells, that's 23 pairs of these chromosomes of various lengths and sizes. Now, if you look at this rough drawing of one of them, one chromosome about to divide into two,也就是一个染色体就分裂成两个。You'll see that it sort of looks like, well, actually, it's much more complex than this, but it reminds us a couple of springs linked together to coil up pieces of DNA. 它就是那种螺旋的形状，是吧？然后一圈一圈的旋转连起来。然后底下呢，它又举了几个这个数字。We all were...to find that only a fraction of it, maybe 20-30%, converts into meaningful genetic information. 也就是你这一大堆东西里边有用的生物信息才占 20-30%. It's incredible. At least it was to me. But if you took away all the DNA that codes for genes, you still have maybe 70% of the DNA left over. That's the so-called junk DNA. 好，又出来一个定义，就是 70% 那都是 DNA 的垃圾。Though the word junk is used sort of tongue-in-the-cheek. Tongue-in-the-cheek 其实就是有点这个讽刺啊那样的意思，是吧？它会考，因为这是一个 slang。
但确实是，竟然有 70% 都没有用。
对呀，
他在干嘛？
好，现在我们把这一节放一下。
As we learn more about the DNA in human cells and how it controls the growth and development of cells, then maybe we can explain a very important observation, that when we try to grow most human cells in a laboratory, they seem programmed to divide only a certain number of times before they die. Now, this differs with the type of cell.Some cells, like nerve cells, only divide 7-9 times in their total life. Others, like skin cells, will divide many, many more times. But finally, the cells stop renewing themselves, and they die. And in the cells of the human body itself, in the cells of every organ, of almost every type of tissue in the body, the same thing will happen eventually. Okay.
这段结合刚才壮壮老师的讲解应该是差不多了，是吧？理解的也差不多了。有什么难点的话已经讲过了，那咱们看看第二段。
对，下边呢，他说 The assumption is that even if these DNA doesn't make up any of the genes, it must serve some other purpose. 是吧？它如果没有这个基因方面的用途，它推测 must serve some other purpose. 你还有别的用途。啊，然后呢，他就看，他说这个 DNA 的尾端啊，有一些个 重要的信息。If we examine the ends of these coils of DNA, we will find a sequence of DNA at each end of every human chromosome called a telomere. 好，又出来一个定义叫 telomere。那它是有一个序列啊，在这个 DNA 的末端叫 telomere。Now, a telomere is a highly repetitious and genetically meaningless sequence of DNA, what we were calling junk DNA, but it does have an important purpose. It's sort of like the plastic tip on each end of a shoelace. 像这个鞋带的末端有那么一个塑料的一节是吧、mm-hmm. 这样呢我在穿鞋带的时候呢它就不会散。It may not help you tie your shoe, but that little plastic tip keeps the rest of the shoelace, the shoestring, from unraveling into...
他说这个其实是阻止你这整个的这个鞋带是吧全散了。Into useless threads.你要是全散了的话你这一根一根的细线就没用 了是吧、
嗯、
Well, the telomeres at the ends of chromosomes seem to do about the same thing, protect the genes. 所以说它的意图呢是其实是为了保护那些基因。
嗯。
The genetically functional parts of the chromosome keep them from being damaged. Every time the chromosome divides,Every time one cell divides into two pieces of the ends of the chromosome, the telomeres get broken off. 所以每次一分解的时候、啊 mm. 它这个就脱落这个 telomeres 就脱落了。So after each division, the telomeres get shorter, and one of the things that may happen after a while is that pieces of the genes themselves get broken off of the chromosomes.
嗯，
所以它主要是从这个基因从这个染色体上哗啦哗啦哗啦就脱落了。
嗯，
脱落了之后呢，这个有这个 telomere 这个塑料绳捆着，就起保护作用。
那咱把第二段给大家再放一下，
好，
看看那个 telomere 到底是怎么回事。
You know that all of a person's genetic information is contained on very long pieces of DNA called chromosomes.46 of them in a human cell. That's 23 pairs of these chromosomes of various lengths and sizes. Now, if you'll look at this rough drawing of one of them, one chromosome about to divide into two, you'll see that it sort of looks like, well, actually it's much more complex than this, but it reminds us of a couple of springs linked together, two coiled up pieces of DNA.And if you stretch them out, you'll find they contain certain genes, certain sequences of DNA that help determine how the cells of the body will develop. When researchers looked really carefully at the DNA in chromosomes, though, they were amazed. We all were to find that only a fraction of it, maybe 20 to 30%, converts into meaningful genetic information.It's incredible, at least it was to me. But if you took away all the DNA that codes for genes, you'd still have maybe 70% of the DNA left over. That's the so-called junk DNA, though the word junk is used sort of tongue-in-cheek. The assumption is that even if this DNA doesn't make up any of the genes, it must serve some other purpose. If we examine the ends of these coils of DNA,We'll find a sequence of DNA at each end of every human chromosome called a telomere. Now, a telomere is a highly repetitious and genetically meaningless sequence of DNA, what we were calling junk DNA. But it does have an important purpose. It's sort of like the plastic tip on each end of a shoelace. It may not help you tie your shoe, but that little plastic tip keeps the rest of the shoelace, the shoestring,from unraveling into weak and useless threads. Well, the telomeres at the ends of chromosomes seem to do about the same thing, protect the genes, the genetically functional parts of the chromosome, from being damaged. Every time the chromosome divides, every time one cell divides into two, pieces of the ends of the chromosome, the telomeres, get broken off. After each division, the telomeres get shorter,And one of the things that may happen after a while is that pieces of the genes themselves get broken off of the chromosomes.
接着呢咱们再看 The chromosome is now losing important genetic information and is no longer functional、
嗯、
But as long as the telomeres are at certain length they keep this from happening So it seems that even by looking at the length of the telomeres on specific chromosomes we can actually predict pretty much how long certain cells can successfully go on dividing也就是说我只要看这个 telomere 的长度我基本上能判断、啊、并且预测出哪些细胞还能够继续分解多久、
嗯、
Another cells that just seem to keep on dividing regardless which may not always be a good thing if it gets out of control
那有些这个细胞呢它就是不管怎么着它就是无限度的分解这种其实是挺可怕的你比如说癌细胞它就是这么一种细胞、
嗯、
它疯长它长得特别快、
嗯、
比那个正常的细胞吸收你那个人体养分还要厉害它一开始它是长得很慢的然后它就逐渐然后它就老分解无限度的分解那也很可怕
嗯
But when we analyze these cells chemically we find some things very interesting A chemical in them an enzyme called telomerase Telomerase 是一种酶啊，所以它在分解的时候呢就有释放出这么一种化学物质、
嗯、
科学家认为呢这个是还是比较有意思的 As bits of the telomere break off from the end of the chromosome this chemical, this telomerase can rebuild it 也就是说这个 telomerase 呢是分解之后的重建这是它的工作 can help reassemble the protective DNA所以呢使得这个保护性的 DNA 呢能够重建、
mm-hmm.
the telomere that the chromosome is lost、
mm-hmm.
someday we may be able to take any cell and keep it alive functioning and reproducing itself essentially forever through the use of telomerase 所以这个 telomerase 呢它有些细胞它你希望它长生不老而有些细胞呢你不希望它疯长
嗯，
所以研究 DNA 呢可以从这个哪些化学物质它的作用是什么来去做这个事情所以呢 maybe someday we can live forever 可能我们就长生不老了
那这也挺可怕的呀就是你的地球装不下了肯定装不下了
那咱们
年纪大的长生不老年纪小的长生不老大家都长生不老还有新生出一批长生不老的都太可怕了有时候我小时候觉得这件事太好了我就要长生不老
对、啊、
后来我突然一想这资源这什么的承受
不了
啊
那你这个地球如果没有这么大的容量那我们就去其他的星球上面去发现类似地球的生存环境这就是为什么外太空的探索是吧、
嗯、
也是在进展之中好多人就说我们这个地球家园已经不够使了
嗯
啊，我们得往其他的星球里边那个宇宙如果是无限的话
嗯
无限大啊你现在想象一下那我们这个银河系也应该有无限个
对
那我们这个地球也应该有无限
个
只是我们还没有找到而已
大家现在觉得这个生命生活在地球上可能是特别特别特别一个偶然的机会正好那个气压呀湿度啊环境都合适其实在这宇宙当中有很多跟地球一样的
没错
只不过我们只知道我们在这儿外星人也过不来咱们也过不去因为好多地方离的是多少亿光年现在科技也无法达到的所以说也不是不可能啊也不是不可能
对一切皆有可能、
嗯、
那我们再把这个第三段放过一遍
So the chromosome is now losing important genetic information and is no longer functionalBut as long as the telomeres are a certain length, they keep this from happening. So it seems that by looking at the length of the telomeres on specific chromosomes, we can actually predict pretty much how long certain cells can successfully go on dividing. Now there are some cells that just seem to keep on dividing regardless, which may not always be a good thing if it gets out of control.But when we analyze these cells chemically, we find something very interesting, a chemical in them, an enzyme called telomerase. As bits of the telomere break off from the end of the chromosome, this chemical, this telomerase, can rebuild it, can help reassemble the protective DNA, the telomere, that the chromosome has lost.
好的第三遍结束了以后呢那因为这段比较难所以我们再跟大家放一遍它从头到尾的一个整体看看大家是不是这个又刷新一下记忆。
Listen to part of a lecture in a biology class.
As we learn more about the DNA in human cells and how it controls the growth and development of cells, then maybe we can explain a very important observation, that when we try to grow most human cells in a laboratory, they seem programmed to divide only a certain number of times before they die. Now, this differs with the type of cell. Some cells, like nerve cells, only divide 7 to 9 times in their total life. Others, like skin cells, will divide many, many more times. But finally, the cells stop renewing themselves, and they die. And in the cells of the human body itself, in the cells of every organ, of almost every type of tissue in the body, the same thing will happen eventually. Okay, you know that all of a person's genetic information is contained on very long pieces of DNA called chromosomes. 46 of them in a human cell. That's 23 pairs of these chromosomes of various lengths and sizes. Now, if you'll look at this rough drawing of one of them, one chromosome about to divide into two, you'll see that it sort of looks like, well, actually it's much more complex than this, but it reminds us of a couple of springs linked together, two coiled up pieces of DNA. And if you stretch them out, you'll find they contain certain genes, certain sequences of DNA that help determine how the cells of the body will develop. When researchers looked really carefully at the DNA and chromosomes, though, they were amazed. We all were, to find that only a fraction of it, maybe 20 to 30%, converts into meaningful genetic information. It's incredible. At least it was to me. But if you took away all the DNA that codes for genes, you'd still have maybe 70% of the DNA left over. That's the so-called junk DNA, though the word junk is used sort of tongue-in-cheek. The assumption is that even if this DNA doesn't make up any of the genes, it must serve some other purpose. Anyway, if we examine the ends of these coils of DNA, we'll find a sequence of DNA at each end of every human chromosome called a telomere. Now, a telomere is a highly repetitious and genetically meaningless sequence of DNA, what we were calling junk DNA, but it does have an important purpose. It's sort of like the plastic tip on each end of a shoelace. It may not help you tie your shoe, but that little plastic tip keeps the rest of the shoelace, the shoe string, from unraveling into weak and useless threads. Well, the telomeres at the ends of chromosomes seem to do about the same thing, protect the genes, the genetically functional parts of the chromosome, from being damaged. Every time the chromosome divides, every time one cell divides into two, pieces of the ends of the chromosome, the telomeres, get broken off. So after each division, the telomeres get shorter, and one of the things that may happen after a while is that pieces of the genes themselves get broken off of the chromosomes. So the chromosome is now losing important genetic information and is no longer functional. But as long as the telomeres are a certain length, they keep this from happening. So it seems that by looking at the length of the telomeres on specific chromosomes, we can actually predict pretty much how long certain cells can successfully go on dividing. Now, there are some cells that just seem to keep on dividing regardless, which may not always be a good thing if it gets out of control. But when we analyze these cells chemically, we find something very interesting, a chemical in them, an enzyme called telomerase. As bits of the telomere break off from the end of the chromosome, this chemical, this telomerase, can rebuild it, can help reassemble the protective DNA, the telomere, that the chromosome has lost. Someday we may be able to take any cell and keep it alive, functioning and reproducing itself essentially forever through the use of telomerase. And in the future, we may have virtually immortal nerve cells and immortal skin cells or whatever, because this chemical, telomerase, can keep the telomeres on the ends of the chromosomes from getting any shorter.
希望今天的节目对大家有帮助，我们明天见。
再见。
下一期大学生英语在线将继续为您带来托福听力的内容。
接下来您将听到的是私房拷贝。 Coming up next is home video。
Dream of power.